23 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and I am joined now, as I've been telling you, with a couple of members, and Mr. Marsden with me this afternoon. Mr. Marsden, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you. How are things going?
Things are going so well. They're very, very busy, but very, very well, and we're ready to get a big crowd coming this weekend.
The Sound of Music. I got to tell you, I had to be 100% honest with you. When I was visiting with Mr. Erickson, and he told me that this is the first time that Red Oak has done The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that.
It's something, isn't it?
I was surprised by that.
I mean, the movie of The Sound of Music celebrated 60 years in 2025, which we all know, but Red Oak has never done it.
Wow.
And so it's time. Here we are.
High time. Yeah. High time. You brought a couple of your performers with me. Are with you out to visit with me. You have Lily Marsden. Lily, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Lily, what year are you in high school?
I'm a senior in high school.
How long have you been performing, Lily?
Do you
remember a time that you have not been performing?
Not quite.
Yeah,
no.
So what's your favorite? Do you like theater? Do you like musical theater? What's your favorite?
I'm a big musical theater fan, where theater in general is just super fun for me, but music just brings a special aspect to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this one fun?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Were you familiar with Sound of Music prior to this?
Yes, I was very familiar with Sound of Music. I was not really raised, but when it came out, the live version with Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
I definitely loved that, and I'm pretty sure I watched that DVD until it burnt out. So.
Okay, very cool. Your character?
I'm Maria Rayner.
All right, very good. And we have with us Madeline Parker. Madeline, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, what year are you, Madeline?
I'm a senior.
And what are you going to do after high school?
I'm going to go study elementary education at ISU.
You, have you familiar with The Sound of Music as well?
Yes, yeah.
Have you always enjoyed it?
Yeah, so Sound of Music is actually one of my, like, mom's comfort movies, so it's kind of nice that she, like, gets to see me in Sound of Music.
I love it. I have said, and I told you this, guys, in the lobby, Melanie loves The Sound of Music. Absolutely love. And I think everybody does, don't you?
There's
something about it.
There is something about it. And, you know, I guarantee everybody knows a song from The Sound of Music, whether you think you do or not.
You do.
Because it's like I said, it's part of our fabric of our nation. You just know the Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain, Do Re Mi. You know those songs.
Yeah.
So
who are in the performance, Madeline? Mm-hmm. Who are you?
I'm Elsa Schrader.
What's the biggest challenge so far for you?
Ooh, being snotty. it's kind of hard to play a rich woman in the 1930s when I'm not a rich woman in the 1930s, you know?
So, well, that's part of it, right?
Yes.
So, Lily, how about you? What's the most enjoyable part for you?
The most enjoyable part is probably just getting to work on this music. It's challenging in a way that I didn't expect.
How so?
There's a lot of challenges when it comes to range and vocal agility that just, it brings this essence to the whole show that just puts a smile on your face.
Very
and
cool.
I love it.
Yeah. You work on it at home?
Oh, yes.
Do you have
yes.
some help at home?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lots of help. Yes.
How many students will be on stage?
Yeah, we've got about 35 students that are on stage, and that ranges from all of our high school kids, and we have some junior high friends that have joined us.
Yeah.
And then we have some elementary kids to come up to play the smaller Von Trapp kids.
Yes.
So we've got about 35 on stage, and then about five to six kids that are off stage and back in booths and stuff, making the whole show happen.
So it takes a lot of people.
It does.
A lot of orchestra. Who do you have helping you, Mr. Marsden?
So Mrs. Marsden is my assistant director.
Of course.
And so that's been awesome. She's actually been in The Sound of Music before, so she brings something to the table that I don't have. And then we also have had all kinds of help. Travis Query has come in to build the sets for us.
Yeah.
He's done an amazing job. And Andrew Heaton has helped us with some backdrop kind of visuals that we're putting in. And I have a ton of moms that are sewing and finding this and finding that. And it's just been awesome. And it's so wonderful that so many people are like, hey, I'll help you. I'll go find that for you or whatever.
Yeah, cool. It takes a lot of people, does it not?
It does.
So here's my question. You have some obviously talented young folks that you're
for
working
sure.
with, right? So how do you, when did you start working on this? January 6th?
About January 6th, yep.
So how do you bring all the pieces together, Mr. Marsden? And this amazes me because you have super talented young ladies like in front of me.
For sure.
But then you have little kiddos that maybe this might be their first time ever working with. So how do you bring all that together?
Well, you just bite it off in small chunks.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the interesting thing about this show is, like, the kids have rehearsed by themselves for quite a while. The Nuns Chorus has practiced by themselves. Different groupings have kind of worked together. Mrs. Marsden and I have divided and conquered. So in a normal rehearsal night, we'll have three or four different groups in different places. And then the last few weeks, we just start bringing it all together. And so, and seeing how it works, and you hope it works, and man alive, it has this time.
It's going well.
It's going really well. They've worked really, really hard on this. And the fun thing about this show is these people were real. You know, this is based on a true story.
Yeah.
And so I think as far as like getting into character, that just makes things so much easier because you can look back at what was happening in Austria right before World War II and see what they were feeling and how they might have reacted to this and that. And that helps a lot.
Has there been a lot of research? How do you prepare, Lily? So when you're putting this together, a real story based on actual... And then throw in the portion that we talked about off air. This is an iconic production. Everyone knows The Sound of Music. And like Mr. Marsden said, even if you think you don't, you do. When you hear it, you're going to say, oh, I know that song. How do you prepare for that? What do you do, Lily?
I personally do a lot of character work. So I'll go on YouTube and video Maria, like, Do Re Mi, The Sound of Music 2025. Like, look up specific performers.
Yeah.
And even, like... When you look at the real Maria von Trapp, she was not the sweetest human being in the world. You know, Julie Andrews didn't directly portray her.
Uh-huh.
But there's also, at the same time, you want audience to enjoy it. If you can't connect with the main character, why would you come? Like, it doesn't make an enjoyable experience for people. So I do a lot of character work to help it be semi-realistic, but also enjoyable and relatable and overall just an enchanting experience.
Yeah, very cool. Madeline?
So
the rich lady in the 1930s, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So somehow I look at like the character and I see if there's like anything that I can connect to my life and see like how I can portray that. And then like see like the habits of like a 1930s woman. And Elsa Schrader, she's like top dog. So she takes up space, which isn't something that a lot of people are used to in the 1930s. So I'm able to be a little bit more modern, but still have the, like, poshness of a rich woman back then.
So that's an interesting point. How much creative liberty, Mr. Marsden, do you have or do you take with this?
Well, you know, my kids do an awesome job, and so I give them the basics.
Yeah.
Here's where you're going to stand. Here's where you cross, whatever. And then I let them fill in the character. You know, they have to decide how's she going to walk, how's she going to speak, and how does she react to this or that? So I kind of give them a lot. I give them pointers. I'm like, you know, try this. But they do a great job of taking it and making it their own. Like I think of Sawyer Bruce, who's playing Captain Von Trapp. And I mean, he's not like any other Captain Von Trapp I've seen, but he's so good.
Yeah.
Sawyer has just created this really well-rounded, awesome character, and he's done it with great artistry. So it's really fun to see kids do that.
It's cool. So we are visiting with Tim Marsden, Mr. Marsden, Lily Marsden, and Madeline Parker with us talking about The Sound of Music. For opening night is when?
Thursday night, the 26th.
So here's what I want to know. So you started January 6th. Many people will show up Thursday night.
Yep.
You have this great production, right? But it takes hours and hours and hours to get this put together. This is what I think a lot of people, I hope that people realize the amount of work that goes into
Absolutely.
It. So you are working individually, groups, and I'm assuming that probably it is like the last couple of weeks have just been crazy, right?
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
So how many hours, like rehearsal, working, Lily, how much, tell me about your preparation.
So I think individually we all put in a lot of time. Like when I go up to Wartburg a couple times, I've taken my music and I've worked with the professors on it. So that's at least 4 hours maybe.
Yeah.
And then every week we have three rehearsals, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 6:30 to 9 and sometimes 6:30 to 10, just kind of depending on how close we are to performances.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that from starting on January 6th all the way to now.
Yeah. Madeline?
So actually, me and Lily went up to UNI Honor Band, and we both brought our scripts up, and we both were reading up on scripts. So it's really any time that we get the chance to get our scripts in our hands that we take.
Yes. I love it. I mean, Mr. Marsden, we're talking multiple hours of preparation for this.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, this is a 2.5 hour show.
Yeah.
So to get that, well, you know, and it isn't get your lines as close to as you can. It's learn the lines. They're going to be word for word. We were working here a few weeks ago on the song, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? The three girls who do that, four girls, and they're amazing at the song. And they're like, oh, I always get stumped up on this lyric. And I said, well, I guarantee you that 50% of the audience will know it word for word. They'll be singing along with you.
That's the thing. That's the thing with something like this. People know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they know it. So,
yep.
Not to add any pressure, guys.
right. Exactly.
But I'm pretty excited about it. So tell me, starts Thursday. Tell me the details. Do I purchase tickets in advance? Do I purchase at the door?
Absolutely.
Number of performances. Walk me through that.
So we're doing four performances this year. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock. And you can get tickets at the door. They'll be available there. Bring your card. They'll have a card reader for that.
Okay.
If you want to buy them in advance, you can do that by just either calling or stopping by the Red Oak High School office, which is 623-6610.
Did that from memory.
I did.
Wow.
I know that one well.
Yeah.
So they can go there, get their tickets in advance if they just want to have them in hand. Or they can call and have them reserved for them. We don't do reserved seats. We just have a certain number of tickets.
Yeah.
And so tickets are $7 for students and children and $8 for adults, which is a great deal. I would imagine we're one of the lower ticket prices around. So.
You know what? Let's be honest. For $7 and $8, there are very few things you can do.
It's true, isn't it?
I mean, it's just the truth.
Can't go to eat.
No.
Right.
So, but you can go watch 2.5 hours of The Sound of Music.
Absolutely. A high quality show for sure.
Are there other activities that are going on?
Yeah. You know, our music boosters are in the middle of a great campaign called Raise the Curtain. And they're raising money for some of the extra things in the auditorium. Things like new lighting and sound upgrades and things that maybe weren't done in the renovation. And so it's time to do them because these kids are doing these shows and we're on a pretty bare bones budget. And so they're trying to help us raise money for that. And so they're going to, on Friday and Saturday night before the show, they're going to have a silent auction. And all of our community has been awesome as far as donating wonderful gifts and baskets and things that people can come and bid on. And so the bids will actually... people can come in and start looking at that stuff at 6 o'clock, an hour before the show. It'll all be out in the lobby of the auditorium. They can walk around, make their bids. And then I think at intermission, they'll let them go do one more round. And then you can pick up your item and pay for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So participate in that.
Absolutely.
Watch The Sound of Music. Support the program. What a great thing. So very cool. Has there been a surprise to you? And has someone walked out and just like really blown you out of the water, Mr. Marsden? Not to put you on the spot.
Well, no, all of them have. Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of crazy. But, you know, so I start picking my show in the summer. When I start listening to shows while I'm mowing. So if anybody drives by in the summer and sees me, I'm listening to a show. And I start thinking, okay, can I see our kids doing this?
Yeah.
And when I pick this show, I'm like, yeah, I think so. Even though it's a pretty advanced thing, you know, these are it's not a super slapstick comedy, you know, which is easier to do with high school kids. Yeah. Comedy's easy. But I think drama and high drama, you gotta raise the bar on it. And they've done an amazing job. All of the students have. The Nuns Chorus will blow your socks off. We forget.
You had Nuns Chorus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Maddie's in that.
You
forget that in this show, the Nuns Chorus sings quite a bit, and they go into four-part a cappella women's chorus stuff, and it's hard. And, I mean, these girls they're knocking it out of the ballpark. It's heavenly. And so if you come just for the nuns, you'll be thrilled. But stick around for the other amazing stuff, too.
Yeah. So it's good.
It's good. Very good.
I would encourage people to get your tickets, go and enjoy, participate in the silent auction. That goes back to help the department as well. So, Lily, what else? What did we leave out? What do we need to comment on that we haven't commented on, Lily?
I think just this is just going to be an amazing show. You know, it's everything enchanting and lovely just to do. Like, it's just, it'll put a smile on your face no matter what, no matter who you are, no matter what your interests are. It's just amazing and beautiful.
You're fired up and ready to go?
Absolutely.
Dialed in. Yes. Madeline, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
The importance on going. Like, as somebody who's in, like, in the productions, and, like, Lily can agree with me, like, seeing the town's support, and, like, even people who come outside of Red Oak that come in, like, it's amazing.
The support means a lot.
Yes, it's amazing to see. I don't know. That's really it.
They already know what it's like to sing to empty chairs. Yeah. Let's fill them so that they have faces to sing to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever just sit back, Mr. Marsden, and think, man, I'm really lucky to get to
I do that very often. Very often, yeah.
Very cool. Would encourage people to get their tickets. Mr. Marsden, final word for you. What would you say to people Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Absolutely. Yep.
Take in one of those performances.
Take in. Yeah. Come see it. Bring your kids. This is a great thing. You know, grandmas and grandpas know this show. Moms and dads know this show. Bring the next generation. This is classic musical theater that everybody needs to know, and everybody should see it. And it's awesome. And I promise you, you'll love the results of these awesome young people.
And you have many young people on stage. A lot of community members have contributed time and effort, so very cool.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. This is a big one, and I'm excited about it. So thank you much for coming.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Final word. You know what, Lily? I didn't ask you. I asked you off air, but I didn't ask you on air. Plans after high school or what?
My plans are to go to Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa, to major in vocal music education.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And you've already sounded like you've already made some trips up.
Oh, yes. Lots of trips. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. It is a pleasure to visit with you all. Best of luck. Break a leg, right?
Thank you.
There you go. Make it a great day, and thanks for stopping by. It's a real pleasure.
Absolutely.
To visit.
Thank you so much.
And I would encourage you to get your tickets. It's $8 for adults, $7 for students. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Go and enjoy. Currently, it's 1:41.
It's time for an update of the Country Sunshine Listening Area.